Our words today on Words and Music come from Alison Moore. I'm excited, or happy, gratified to be able to share our conversation this morning. Alison and her ex, Steve Earle, have a severely autistic son. John Henry doesn't talk, but he does sing melodies of his own creation. Alison took those melodies as a starting point, added music and lyrics, and has just released an EP called Wish for You. It's a companion to her recent book, I Dream He Talks to Me. After seeing a virtual talk about the book and the album and reading an excerpt of the book in the New York Times and then listening to the songs, I was very grateful to have the chance to talk with Alison. I started our conversation by telling her that what I knew, because I've read it repeatedly over the years, is Alison Moore has a son. He's autistic and he's nonverbal. The descriptions always label him this way, just like we label music and put it in a category. That's what we know. He's autistic. He doesn't talk. And I asked her how much of writing the book and recording the album was wanting to make us see John Henry, not some label.
Well, that's a very good question and interesting that you are seeing and feeling that, because I think that's a very real part of my, where I stand with who my son is right now. What I see in the special needs community is a lot of ignoring. I think when people are not typical, they get pushed to the margins, and that absolutely has to change. I don't know how it will, because human beings are human beings, and what we do as human beings is sort, because it's part of our survival genetically. But I feel like we need to push ourselves to catch up with our hearts and not our bodies. We are too far along as a society to allow that sort of genetic programming to keep us from including everyone. You know, I mean, that may be an egg-headed way to look at it, but I think that's part of it. And as a mama, nothing breaks my heart more than to have my child excluded. So I want to include him in every single thing that I can, and I want to push for ways for him to be included in everything. And what I've been saying about this music is John Henry does not use words right now. He does not use words that we can understand yet. But that does not in any way mean that he cannot contribute as a person who has music in him. And it's up to us to, well, it's up to me, because I do have more of an ability to communicate in a way that people can understand than he does, to help him. It's not enough for me just to recognize, oh, well, he has music in him. And not every parent can go make a record out of their autistic child's melodies. I understand that. But I can. And so I'm going to. And that's just important to me. It's important to me not only to show the world that he can be part of the conversation, I want to show him that he can be. The first time I played him the song Wish for You, he completely lit up. He knows everything.
In the song Thank You, you talk about what you were scared to see, and John Henry says, hey mama, this is me. What did he get you to see that you had been missing?
That it's okay, that it's all okay, that even when everything is not perfect, you know, as a child of an alcoholic, as a child that came through a tremendous amount of dysfunction growing up in an abusive alcoholic household, my reaction to that has always been to try to make everything perfect. You know, if I just do this, then everything will be okay. If I just make good enough grades, if I'm nice enough, if I'm smart enough, if I'm talented enough, if I don't make waves enough, if I please everyone enough, then my life will never fall apart again. And the truth is that that's a bunch of crap. Not only is it impossible for a human being to be anything but imperfect, that's not anything that any human being needs to be thinking about. But the messages that we get when we're children, because no one will necessarily take the time to tell us, there is some messed up stuff happening among the adults, and guess what? It isn't your fault, and it doesn't really have anything to do with you. That doesn't get done a whole lot. because we treat children as if they aren't absorbing every single molecule of what is happening around them, and they are. So that instinct in me, or that longing in me, to try to create a world that cannot be penetrated by pain, John Henry showed me that I don't need to do that. I don't need to try to make everything perfect, because it isn't perfect. And the joy and beauty in life is often found in the things that are not, that are sort of disasters in a way. And I think it's also maturity, like learning to hold two things in your hands at one time. It's like you've got wonderful on one hand and awful in the other, and you learn to balance them, and you just at the end of the day throw them up and go, well, it's what I got, and we're going to make the best of this. I think the beauty of, well, I shouldn't say that. I think the biggest blessing that I have ever received besides being John Henry's mama is the resilient nature that I got from somewhere that allows me to, yes, have my moments of, oh my God, I'm not going to live through this, but to be able to very quickly, normally, usually be able to say, okay, well, this is what we've got. I have to face this, and we're going to make the best of this, and we're going to have a good time. So that is hard won in a lot of ways, but my relationship with my son allows me to see that every single day.
It's interesting what you say about it being enough. You called your book about John Henry, I Dream He Talks to Me. And now, in a way, through music, he does. Has it become enough for you?
I don't think that I will. There are a billion things that I would like to know about my son that I feel like would be easier to know if he had the words to tell me. So I'm not going to ever say, oh, it doesn't matter to me if he has language or not. It very much matters to me, not only for our relationship, but so that he would be better able to advocate for himself as a human being. It's very difficult for a person to get around in the world if they do not have the power of spoken language or sign language. We people who have the ability to use words often do not think about those who cannot. So it's very important for me that his life be as easy as it can possibly be. But we may not get there. I don't know. I have no idea. It's very hard to imagine how things might play out. We don't ever know. That's the beauty and the terror of life. And we don't like that. You know, we want everything to be predictable. And then on the other hand, we're terrifically bored by that idea. Human beings are frustrating. But we will see. I am completely willing to be John Henry's partner in advocating for himself for as long as I can possibly be. So I just try to concentrate on that instead of he may never speak. Because the truth is, he may never speak. But we do have music. We do have the ability to have a conversational pattern with music, as I've discussed. That one melody that he repeats a lot that shows up in a lot of these songs. It's da 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 da. Sometimes we can go back and forth with that pattern. He might sing a line and I'll sing a line back, or I might sing a line to him and then he'll pick up on it and sing the next little phrase. I'm very grateful for any communication that we have that I feel like is clear.
You mentioned being grateful. At the end of the song, Thank You, that instrumental burst, to me it was as if your heart was bursting open with gratitude.
That's exactly what it is. And people have asked me about that song. They're like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's the only thing that song could have ever been, is an explosion of joy and gratitude.
One of the interesting things when you talk about John Henry's music is it's not lesser than. You said, I don't think I would have come up with that melody. That wouldn't have come from me.
Mm-mm. No. That's the beauty of collaboration, isn't it? I just love it. I love when he comes up with something that makes me, because the truth is, anything he does is a pearl for me. Any communication or any little tune he's singing or anything he shows interest in, I'm all about it. He has everything. He has everything he needs. We're just uncovering it.
You said that the music on this album is spirit music. Why do you call it that?
Because Kenny Greenberg said to me one day when we were about finished recording, he said, I don't know what to call this. I don't know where this goes. Is this Americana? What I said, I don't know, Kenny. Definitely not Americana, probably. I don't know. What is Americana? If I'm Americana, then it's Americana. I said, I don't know what to call it. I'm calling it spirit music because it is of the spirit. And music overall is of the spirit. That's where music comes from. But this music, I feel like, was allowed to be everything it wanted to be or everything it could be because we did not make it with any sort of set expectations or a lane for it to go in. I was just creating what made my heart happy and what felt right to me. And also, it was like, well, maybe John Henry would like this. Now, he may develop the skills to tell me, no, that's not at all what I meant. And you messed up my melody. We'll see. You know, I don't really make music just for the sake of making music anymore. I make it very intentionally. If I sit down to write a song, well, I know what I'm doing it for. And I am not ever going to ignore the fact that I was chosen to be John Henry's mama, either by God or by John Henry or whatever. But I get the privilege of being his mama. I'm not going to fail him by not paying attention. And I'm able to bring the work I've done and my talents and my gifts to the table for a bigger purpose.
I watched your reading at the bookstore the other day, and you were talking about things like his voice was there, and then it was gone, or how it started to upset him when you would sing. Those things must have been incredibly difficult, and yet you don't dwell in that space.
John Henry is also 11. He was diagnosed at 23 months, so I've had a while. And look, it took me years. And some days I have, you know, it's not necessarily about what do we not have. It's about the fear of what is in front of us for me. If I were immortal, I wouldn't be worried about it at all because I would know that John Henry has me and he'll always have me and he'll never be in danger and he will never. As a parent, I think one of my goals is to prevent my child pain. Well, of course, you can't do that. We all want to do that for our children. Can't do that. There's this line we have to straddle of how do I protect my child but also allow him his experience that he's entitled to? So I juggle that a lot. How do I take care of him the best way I can take care of him? And his father and I and his stepfather, we work very hard at that. I mean, John Henry's in school in New York City and he's with Steve right now. But we're on the phone this morning before 7 o'clock talking about something that John Henry's going through. It's a lot of juggling, but like I said, it's what we've got. We're going to make the best of it and we're going to have a good time doing it because we only get one time to be here. One time. I hope I can continue to offer John Henry some of what he needs. Not all, because nobody can do that, but some. And it is my honor to be his mama.
Fear to try.
Alison Moore, thank you, from her new EP, Wish For You. Thank you, Alison, for talking with me, and thank you, John Henry Earl, for the music.